up, everyone? My name is Ben, and I am back with another great episode of the Memory Arcade Late Night Stories podcast. This episode is going to be a lot of fun, I'm actually going to do a sequel to a story that I never, to a story that I've already told. It was called Undercover HR. Some of you may remember that. Some of you may have listened to that. If you haven't, I would highly suggest you go and click on that and give that a listen first and then come back here, because this episode is all about Undercover HR 2. And I need a subtitle. What's the subtitle? I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. I don't know. It's this is a very violent story. You know, this is really brutal, vicious. This is all about bad guys getting exactly what they deserve, and that's a fucking beating and sometimes death. Maybe death, who knows? I like stories, you know, that are all about giving, you know, dishing out justice and, you know, and you know, giving the bad guys everything that they deserve, you know. But for that to happen, though, the bad guys have to deserve it. You got to, like, really hate the bad guys so you don't feel sorry for them once they get, like, a painful death. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, like, take out, like, there's, like, just a, there's a certain level of compassion that you have to completely eliminate, you know what I'm saying, in stories like this. Because you can't just, you can't hear a story where a guy is, you know, getting thrown out of a window and plummeting 80 stories to his death, and you're like, oh man, that sucks, he died. But if he was an asshole who sold drugs for money and was mean to women, you may not care about that fucking guy at all. So, you know, context matters, you know, and everything. So, so that's what this story is going to do. It's going to just going to be absolute chaos, absolute violence, and it's going to be on people who deserve it. And so anyways, I hope you enjoy the story. You know, I worked real hard. I mean, these last 30 minutes, I was working hard as hell on this story. But I think I'm ready to tell it now. I think I'm ready to tell it. And there's a moral to this story, too. There's an important message to this story. And I think it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to remind a lot of, you know, a lot of adults out there, you know, who are out there harassing people, mistreating people. It might help them think a little bit differently about that. So let's go. This is Undercover HR 2. And subtitle will be said later. All right, let's go. In the heart of Chicago, amid the towering skyscrapers, Jess found herself navigating the complex world of a bustling tech company. Her first week at the job had been a whirlwind, but nothing could have prepared her for what awaited her on that fateful Friday. As the elevator ascended to the 120th floor, Jess could feel the excitement in the air. It was zoo day, a company tradition where exotic animals were brought in to liven up the office atmosphere. Tigers, cheetahs, bald eagles, and other majestic creatures awaited them in the break room. Entering the break room, Jess marveled at the sight of the magnificent animals who were locked in cages. But her awe quickly turned to discomfort as she realized she was the only woman among the group of men who were already making inappropriate remarks and gestures. "Hey, sweet honey bun, if your phone number was money, how much would you have in your bank account?" one guy said while laughing to himself. Then another guy said, "Excuse me, you dropped this," while pointing to his jaw. "Do we have a class together? Because we sure do share chemistry now," a third guy said, while drooling all over himself. Feeling trapped and overwhelmed, Jess tried to excuse herself, but the men blocked her path, their harassment escalating with each passing moment. "Excuse me, But if you pathetic losers don't leave me alone, I'll go to HR about this, Jess said angrily. But her threats to go to HR were met with laughter and intimidation, leaving Jess feeling powerless. Then, all the men started getting closer to her as they surrounded her. In total, there was 20 men who were being dirty and disgusting towards Jess. Just when she thought there was no way out, a figure emerged from the shadows. It was Jeff, the elusive undercover HR agent and secret billionaire boss of the company. Hidden in the fridge, he had been listening to the situation the whole time. Holy shit! It's undercover HR! He's been hiding in the fridge! Get him! One of the guys yelled. But they were no match for Jeff. With a fierce determination, Jeff sprang into action, unleashing a flurry of blows upon the harassers. Jeff struck two men in the face. Roundhouse kicked six others, did a flying super kick to one guy, sending him flying out the window. His fist flew like lightning, delivering swift justice to those who had wronged Jess. One by one, the men fell to the ground, their cries of pain echoing through the room. And then suddenly, one of the guys unleashed all the zoo animals in the break room, hoping they would attack Jeff so they can get away. But his plan backfired, because as soon as the cheetah ran out, he was the first person it chose to eat. Good luck running from a cheetah, you coward, said Jeff. Then suddenly, everywhere you looked, there was a guy getting brutally mauled by an animal with sheer ferociousness. There was a bear juggling a man's head, a tiger ripping another guy to shreds, and Jeff was busy cleaning up the rest with his martial arts skills. As the chaos subsided, Jeff stood victorious, a symbol of strength and protection. He wasted no time in reprimanding the offenders, writing them up, and promptly terminating their employment. Turning to Jess, Jeff offered words of reassurance and support. He acknowledged her bravery in the face of adversity and declared that she deserved not only justice, but also recognition for her resilience. With a newfound sense of empowerment, Jess accepted Jeff's offer and emerged from the ordeal stronger than ever. She got a $3 raise. Then, as they left the break room behind, Jess couldn't help but feel grateful for the unexpected heroism of Jeff and the assurance that justice would always prevail, even in the tallest of buildings. The animals were eventually put back in their cages and returned to the zoo like nothing happened. The end. All right, here, So here we got a situation where you got a woman at work, that's, you know, just at her job. You know, she's just, you know, she's new there. And for some reason, this place doesn't have a lot of women there. It's mostly all dudes. So that's why they all act surprised when they see one and they get all excited and everything. And so, you know, when they're in the break room, you know, that's when all the guys, I guess she works in this building with, you know, they start coming on to her too strong. They start saying inappropriate remarks and doing all these gestures, telling her awful, awful pickup lines. And, you know, I've gone over pickup lines before on this podcast. I talked about it in the last Undercover HR episode. I don't want to talk about it again. Basically, is a lot of them, you know, unless they're funny and original, they're going to fall flat and they're not going to work. They're not going to work, you know. They got to be funny and original for them to work. But anyways, so, you know, her name's Jess. You know, she's just, you know, so she's in this break room and, you know, she's just trying to, you know, it's zoo day. It's zoo day, you know, and she's trying to see all these animals. You know, I guess the tech company that she works at is big, it's successful, and it can do a lot of cool shit, like bringing in cheetahs and bald eagles and tigers and stuff. And she was just trying to there to try to, you know, check out the animals and stuff. But then she got surrounded by all the gross, disgusting men that she works with. And then they just start, you know, coming onto her too strong. And, you know, just really kind of makes her feel powerless because there's nothing that she can do in this situation. You know, she just, they all just kind of team up on her. They surround her and they just don't give her any room to breathe. You know what I'm saying? So, but luckily, undercover HR, secret billionaire boss, was in the fridge the whole time, listening to the whole thing, you know, and he was able to bust out and he saves the day. And you guys heard the story. You guys know what happened and everything. And, you know, so this is a crazy story. And I was not lying when I told you that some people would get some brutal deaths. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, there was a guy that got his head juggled by a bear. There was a guy that got ripped to shreds by a tiger. A cheetah chased some guy and mauled him to death. And then you had Jep that was just, you know, expert martial artist, just kicking ass, just doing exactly what Jep does. He is just, he may or may not be related to Detective Richard Baggs. He might be. That we haven't really explored that yet. That might be revealed later on, spoiler alert, in a future episode. But there's a lot of similarities between undercover HR, secret billionaire boss, between, you know, Jep and Richard Baggs. You know, they're very similar, very no nonsense kind of guys. You know, so that's why when you work at a place where he's at, you got to remember, he's a billionaire. So he owns a bunch of businesses and he's secretive. So you never know which company that he's, you know, undercover HR at. So you really got to watch your behavior. You can't just be hurling out pickup lines to any random person that you work with, because if undercover HR Jep hears that, he's going to whoop your ass and he's going to make you regret everything you said. So you got to be careful where you know what you say, because he could be listening. He could be anywhere. He's like the Batman of workplaces, pretty much. So yeah. So anyway, so what's the moral? You're probably wondering, well, what's the moral of this story? Well, there's quite a few, actually. There's a number of morals to this story. Is for one, respect people. Respect everybody. Respect the people you work with, regardless of who they are. It doesn't matter. You got to respect everyone. You can't just, you know, say anything you want. You can't be making people feel uncomfortable, you know, and you got to be professional. You can't be saying sexual comments and harassing others and stuff. That's just not cool. And that's not going to fly anywhere. You're going to get fired no matter where you're at. And, you know, you just got to be, and, you know, so that's the first one. And then, you know, and there's other ones like, too, like, you know, like maybe don't release the animals during a huge fight, especially like dangerous ones, because, you know, like animals are not humans where, you know, we're afraid to go to prison and stuff. An animal will flat out like murder somebody. Like they don't. They're not afraid of those consequences like humans are, so they don't fuck around. So that's another one. And then I mean, there's just so many, but you know, one that I really want to talk about is, you know, just going the willingness to go against the grain, you know, like the willingness, you know, when you are outnumbered, you know, and you say you're in the minority of something and you know something isn't right. You know, you see something that you don't agree with, something that's wrong, and you see somebody that's being taken advantage of, being harassed, being treated, you know, like they're lesser than, or, you know, someone like Jess, who was being harassed by her coworkers and stuff. Sometimes you need somebody who is willing to stick up for others. You know, we talk, you know, like my last episode, I did speak a lot about minding your own business because you don't know what people are going through. Well, on this one, you know, because this is different. This is different because, you know, this is when you see something, when you know something, you know, you see facts, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, because the last time is like, you don't, you mind your own business because you don't know all the facts. Well, this one, in this scenario where you do know all the facts and you witness something wrong, this is the time where it's okay to get in other people's business, especially if you're an HR or you're a boss or, you know, at a company where you are, you know, looking at after your employees and stuff like that, or your friends or anybody in any place or whatever, when you're looking after your people, you know, you got to get involved, got to watch out for your people, got to make sure that they're not being treated like shit and being harassed and stuff, and just not being scared to go against, you know, go against others, no matter how small you may feel and no matter how big of a number that they are. You know, you might have an unpopular opinion, you might have an unpopular, you know, way of doing things and stuff, but if you know it's right and you know it, you know, it means well and stuff, like, you know wrong when you see it. And sometimes you just got to be willing to stand up to it and fight against it and be that person, you know, be that person that is willing to go against others who are shitty, you know, like when you go against others, you know, you can't have cowards out here, people that are too scared to say anything, people that don't stand up for others, people that witness things and don't do anything about it. I mean, we all get mad when we see a video of somebody, like, say there's like a fight or something's going on, and then what do you do? Like, and then everyone's talking about the person holding the camera. They're like, well, what is the person holding the camera doing? Well, how about you drop the phone and go help? Well, this is like the same thing. Like, when you see something, like, don't just stand there and watch. Don't get your phone out. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually jump into the action and help out. Like, help out your people that you know, that you see that are vulnerable and you know, and need that, you know, need some help and stuff, you know. So that is a huge moral to the story, I would say, is like, no matter how small you feel and no matter how big of a number others are in the room, if you see something that's bullshit, stand up to it. You know what I'm saying? Because we need more people like this. We need more people like that in this world. There's too much, you know, people saying like, oh, that's not my problem. It's not my issue. If somebody is getting harassed or being felt or being made to feel uncomfortable and stuff, that's not my problem. You know, she could always say something, she could always do something about it. But sometimes, like, people that feel powerless, they feel like they can't, you know, there's for a lot of reasons, you know, they're afraid that, you know, that their boss may not believe them. They may feel, if the people that are doing that may be their bosses, they may be their supervisors. And so they're worried that they might get fired if they don't, you know, if they don't, or they might get fired if they say anything. So it's just one of those things where sometimes people need help. Some people need, you know, you got to stand up for your people, like I said. And it's hard to pinpoint any example or scenario of where something like this could happen, but you'll know it when you see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, so that's a huge moral of this story. Like, Jeff, you know, he was doing his job. He was hiding in the fridge. He must have suspected something was off, which is why he was in the fridge in the first place, which is probably why he was at that office in the first place, because he knew something was up. He was there checking out the place. And, you know, he heard everything he needed to hear while he was inside that fridge. And that's why he busted out and just started absolutely dishing out justice to every man that was in there bothering Jess, you know. And then, like, you know, the animals and stuff. Now, there is like a plot hole a little bit, you know, or something, but, well, where were the zoo handlers? Where were they at during this whole story? But honestly, though, if you're focusing on that, you're probably ignoring the moral of the story. You're probably ignoring, like, the bigger issues of, you know, that's going on. And that is, people were harassing Jess and they wouldn't leave her alone. They were saying stupid pickup lines and they absolutely deserved to get beaten up. I'm not going to say they deserve to die or anything, but, you know, when you're messing around with zoo animals, you never know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, You know, I don't think Jeff wanted that to happen, but it did. So, anyways, moral of the story is just, you know, stick up for others. You know, be nice to everybody. Be respectful. Especially, you know, like I said in the last episode, the work is not the place to look for hookups. You're not there to look for a date. You're not, you know, people are there to do one thing and one thing only. And that's just to do their job, collect their paycheck, go home. That's it. If you start bothering somebody at work, you know, they can't escape you. And you're just making their day harder. You're making their life harder. And don't be that person. Don't be that, you know, don't be the problem. You know, just don't be the problem. Every day when you wake up, ask yourself, how can I not be the problem? And figure out the steps that you need to take in order to not be the problem, and then take those steps. Or you can just fuck off. Whatever's easiest for you is all I'm saying. But anyway, so I hope everybody enjoyed this story. You know, I think it had some important messages that I think everyone needs to hear, especially adults and stuff. Sometimes we just need reminders on this stuff. And sometimes you just gotta, you need to hear stories of people just with of bravery, or people doing something, something, you know, something special, you know, to inspire others or motivate others to do the right thing. And that's what this, that's why I told this story. But anyways, I hope everybody enjoyed this. I know this week's episode is a little bit shorter this week. That's because I'm trying to get this out, and this is not my only podcast anymore. There's actually a spinoff to this. It's called, that I'm just starting, it's called Memory Arcade After Hours. And what that is, so if you guys have heard the Late Night Confessions episode, it's basically going to be nothing but that. So I won't be making up stories per se. No, I won't be making up anything. It's going to be all real. It's going to be confessions. And they're all going to be real, real stories. It's going to be the, of the spicy variety. A lot of it will be. It will be geared towards just, you know, the spicy stuff. There will be other things too. But a lot of it will be, you know, like not safe for work, you know, 18 or older type material. So, you know, go check that out. It's a separate feed. It's called Memory Arcade After Hours. And I'm working on the new episode for that right after this one. So if you're a fan of this podcast and you want to support me, please go over there. As long as you're an adult and you enjoy that type of stuff, click on over to Memory Arcade After Hours. It's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you can even just Google it. And I'm sure it will pop up. Just look for Memory Arcade After Hours. And then for this podcast as well, please make sure to follow, subscribe. Please leave a review. I really do appreciate any support you can give me. That would be great. I love all of you. You guys have been great, you know, listening to all my episodes. It really does mean a lot to me. And I appreciate hearing any kind of feedback out there. And, you know, if you guys want anything from me, if you guys want any feedback, if you want any help, if you're doing your own podcast, if you're doing your own, you know, your TikTok channel or whatever it is you're doing and you need some advice from me, you know, let me know, you know, send me a message. Right now I am on TikTok. You can just look for me on there. It's the Memory Arcade Pod or Memory Arcade Podcast on TikTok. Send me a message there. And I'll be happy to answer whatever questions you have. So please do that. And I don't have anything more for this episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed the story. Please let me know what you think. Stay safe out there. And make sure you check out Memory Arcade After Hours. All right. I'll be back next week with a whole new story. Until then, I hope you all take care. And later. Bye.